leader.
Ora, ora.
This is a kick in the guts to providers who are doing very good work out in the region.
Nanaia Mahuta, Labor's spokeswoman on Murray Development, leading off a snap debate on the Auditor-General's report on whānau ora, for which she had applied to the Speaker, David Carter.
While the release of an Auditor-General report will not always warrant an urgent debate, on this occasion I consider the need to maintain public confidence in programs such as whānau ora justifies the setting of aside of the business of the House today.
No skin off the government's nose as the debate came off the time spent on members' bills, although the Prime Minister, John Key, did not escape probing questions about the report, including this one from opposition leader Andrew Little.
After the $42 million spent on administration and the untold millions eaten up by service providers, how much whānau ora money is actually reaching families in need?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I don't have the exact number, but I can quote the Auditor General's report, where she talks about the success whānau ora has had for many families that they spoke to.
But some families didn't get the whānau ora money coming their way, according to Nanaia Mahuta.
Quite simply, Mr Speaker, there was a number of areas in which the funds set aside for whānau ora didn't go to the people who needed it most.
Defence of the whānau ora programme was led by its minister, Te Uruua Flavel, also minister for Te Puni Kōkiri, the Ministry for Māori Development, and co-leader of the Māori Party.
Whānau ora is based on kaupapa Māori with core elements applicable to whānau. That's why whānau ora is under the auspices of Te Puni Kōkiri. Were there delays in spending that meant funds originally set aside for whānau and providers did not reach them? Sir, money did not pass hands unless contracts and expectations were in place.
Mr Flavel rejected allegations of misspending.
99% of the funding intended for whānau and providers reached their hands.
Materia Toure, co-leader of the Green Party, said whānau ora had enormous potential.
But whānau ora is at great risk of a death by a thousand cuts due to mishandling by the Minister and TPK and by a lack of commitment from government agencies. That is what this Auditor-General's report shows really clearly.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters didn't mince words.
Spending on whānau ora is completely politically motivated. 4 years after its inception, the program is still a byword for the squandering of public money. Now, the sad thing is there are some great Māori deliverers and providers out there who had their programs taken off them, who were sidelined or had to come under the umbrella of whānau ora. It's offensive to the many Māori who are struggling to pay their bills, find work and raise their children. It's offensive to all taxpayers who are seeing money that could be spent on worthwhile purposes being squandered to indulge the Māori Party and its cronies.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters speaking on a snap debate on the Auditor-General's report on whānau ora. Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Law and Order Committee heard submissions on a bill which would enable the Department of Corrections and Police to carry out drug and alcohol testing on offenders on home detention, as well as people on bail, if they are subject to court conditions prohibiting drug and alcohol use. The first submission on the bill came from Law Society spokesman Graham Edgler, who questioned whether police were adequately qualified to impose drug testing.
Certainly, there are some people for whom, if you're going to have alcohol or drug testing, it's a reasonable thing to do, but the way in which it's done and who orders it is important. And so if you've got a question of whether someone's wearing like an alcohol bracelet or something like that, that's a pretty major infringement on liberty that, you know, judges are very careful because that's a major imposition on liberty. So allowing that to automatically happen or leaving that up to police, we think is a problem.
Later, Mr Edgler fielded questions from Law and Order Committee members, including National MP Ian McKelvey.
What I was really trying to get at was, seemed to me that we're adding a layer of bureaucracy or judicial oversight to something that we've already got the judicial oversight of, given the commentary you've put in here.
A judge can say you shouldn't drink alcohol. Police can turn up on you, knock on your door at 6 o'clock at night and say, blow into this. That's one thing. But a judge not being involved in the decision of should this person have an electronically monitored bracelet 24/7 is a different question.
Law Society spokesman Graham Edgler answering questions there from National's Ian McKelvey during submissions on the drug and alcohol testing of community-based offenders and bailees legislation bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. More information on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.